It's 84 degrees and cloudy in Nashville. We do expect plenty of sun and heat today, lots of humidity. We are still under a heat advisory through Sunday across Middle Tennessee. Well, Tennessee is preparing to use lethal injection in about 1 hour. The execution of Anthony Darrell Hines is scheduled for 10 o'clock this morning after a federal court declined to issue a temporary restraining order in the case. Executions are also scheduled in Alabama and Oklahoma, making it the first time since 2010 that three Americans may be put to death on a single day. One of the nation's largest lobbying firms is coming to Nashville. D.C.-based Cornerstone Government Affairs specializes in state and federal affairs. It rakes in more than $55 million in revenue annually. The new Nashville office is the firm's 16th state expansion. It's also the largest lobbying firm to land in Nashville. Holland & Knight, which came to town in 2023, makes slightly less in revenue. Few Tennesseans have the financial resources of the recently deceased Martha Ingram or the passion for supporting the arts. At one point, she personally took over the mortgage of the Skirmerhorn Symphony Center even after leading the fundraising campaign for the initial construction. Alan Valentine just retired as the symphony's CEO. He was asked on This Is Nashville whether the city needs another Martha Ingram to step up.
Big advances are made by people who possess the kind of passion, vision, and commitment. And so that's the point at which big steps are made. But once those big steps have been made and are put in place, it really is incumbent on the entire community to line up behind that vision,